How will the Special Rapporteur on Peaceful Assembly and Association address, under the context of the Legacies of Colonialism 48-7, to address puppet governments appointed by colonial states to manufacture consent or to reduce criminal and legal accountability in the violation of peoples and their right to self-determination? I ask this question since we now know that a huge looming question from traditional chiefs and grassroots from Canada, since His Holiness the Pope of the Holy See is going to Canada. Is the Pope going there to wash the feet of selected puppet governments who are appointed and created by the Canadian state itself to remove the liability of the state of Canada and also of the churches, not only Catholic Church, but all other churches involved in the genocide of Indigenous peoples? This is where accountability in the rule of law comes in. Are states going to hold accountable this genocide and crimes against humanity committed not only in Canada, in Alaska, in the United States of America? This being because if Alaska was designated by the Supreme Court as for the white race, 348 U.S. 272, how can we address not only the fact that it's based on the McIntosh case, which says we need to adhere to the superior genius of the European civilization, do we address this in light of colonialism and the legacies of colonialism and peoples under foreign domination and occupation? Best practice is not acceptable as a mandate. I thank you, Madam Chair.